Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture. In chapter 16 of his work on friendship, Marcus Tullius Cicero has Laelius, who's presenting his views, say that there's three fundamentally mistaken views on friendship that he wants to combat. And each of these can be framed in terms of something like a rule or a maxim for decision-making and evaluation. It actually turns out that in this section, he'll throw in a bonus one as well, which we'll get to at the very end, something that Scipio, Laelius's great friend, had said was fundamentally wrong. But he identifies three at the start, and let's run through these very quickly, and then we'll look at the issues. The first is that we should have the same feeling towards the friend as towards ourselves, and yeah, this one actually seems, on the face of it, a pretty good way of looking at friendship. Shouldn't we regard the friend as just as important as ourselves? A bad friend prioritizes themselves and their needs and wishes over that of their friend. But Cicero has an argument here for why that's not the right way to look at things. The second is, now we're getting a little bit more mercenary, right? Our goodwill towards friends should correspond to their goodwill towards us. So we're going to look at that in a moment. And then the third one that Cicero has Laelius say is the worst of them is whatever value a person places on themselves, friends should place the same value on that person. And now that also seems like, you know, you want to be valued by your friend to the degree that you value yourself. You love yourself. You want your friend to love you. What's wrong with that? Well, each of these is problematic for a different reason. And so he says that these are three views that are usually advanced, none of which I approve. So why does he disapprove of these? He says the first one is not true. Why? How many things we do for our friends we would never do for ourselves. Now, of course, some people might respond and say, well, I mean, I don't do anything for my friends. They do everything for me. Well, then you're not a true friend, according to Cicero. This is about true friendship, genuine friendship. And so, you know, when you really do care about somebody, there are quite a few things that you would do for them that you wouldn't necessarily do for yourself. And he gives some examples here that I think we can relate to in our own time quite well. He says, at one time we beg and entreat an unworthy person, and another we assail another too sharply or too loudly rail upon him. Things not quite creditable in our own affairs, but exceedingly so in behalf of friends. Now, that's kind of an interesting thing to say, isn't it? So there's things that if we were doing it on our own behalf, Cicero is saying, it would be unbecoming. We shouldn't do that sort of thing. Like complaining or attacking somebody. If we're attacking somebody just on behalf of ourselves, we look like jerks. But if we're doing it on behalf of a friend who's been in some way impugned or insulted, somehow that's okay, right? And you see this with parents a lot with their kids. There's things that they'll do. Haranguing coaches, for example. So here's a great case, right? Your kid is playing soccer and they're on the bench and you feel like they should get more time. You start yelling at the coach, hey, put so-and-so in, you're being unfair. Now, if you were the player, would you be yelling at the coach like that? No, because then people would say you're selfish. But if you do it on behalf of your friend, well, then it's okay. And I think Cicero is quite correct about this. Another thing that he points out that is quite interesting, that shows that we go beyond just what we would do for ourselves, having the same sort of feeling or affection or even care. We allow ourselves to be deprived of things so that friends can enjoy them. We do things for them that take away from ourselves, and sometimes we give them things that we ourselves don't get to enjoy. He says there's numerous occasions when good people forego or permit themselves to be deprived of many conveniences. Boni multa, right? In quibis de suis commodis viri bona multa detrahunt detrahihe patiuntur, he says, right? And why? So that our friends may enjoy them, fruantur, so that they can, you know, have them and consume them and do what they're going to do with them. So, you know, you open up the fridge and there's only one beer left. You give the beer to your friend, right? Instead of saying, well, we're going to split this exactly down the middle, or tough luck, buddy. I guess you should have brought a six pack or something like that. A good friend will do those sorts of things. So Cicero's not saying that we shouldn't have a similar feeling or similar care for our friend. He's saying that what's wrong with this is that we should go beyond that. It shouldn't remain just similar. We should exceed the feeling that we have for ourselves. Let's look at the second one now. He says, our goodwill towards friends should correspond towards their goodwill towards us. And the goodwill here is benevolentia, which is an absolute component of friendship. As we've seen, Cicero says, take away benevolentia or goodwill, and you don't have friendship left anymore. Now the question is, well, how much goodwill should we have towards our friends? How much of this desiring good for them? And you know, this says, well, we should desire that to the degree that they desire it for us. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. He says, this limits friendship, and here the translation is, to an equal interchange of services and feelings. Now, the Latin for that, I've translated a little bit different here, duties and choices. Officium is duty, but it's also appropriate action or services. Cicero actually has an entire book, which is usually translated on duties, which is de officia, right? So the things that we owe to other people or ought to do, the things that are appropriate for us to do in relation to them, friendship is being reduced to that. The other word that's being used here is voluntas, here in the ablative plural, voluntatibus. And this doesn't mean will in the sense of the faculty of will in this particular text, but it does mean something that we could translate as volitions, or we might say choices. It's not just about feelings, it's also about what we want to do. And so this reduces friendship to a mere exchange. I give so that you give, or you give so that I give, right? That's a bit of a problem. You know, it's not to say that every friendship shouldn't have some paying attention to, some monitoring of this. And if somebody doesn't show goodwill to us, maybe we shouldn't be friends with them. But we don't want to say, I'm only going to give you the amount that you give or the amount that I think that you're giving. The other thing that he says here is quite nice. He says that true friendship is richer and more abundant than that. Divitior in Latin, richer. And then he says affluentior, right? And this has the sense of like overflowing. It's not just affluence as such. There's a sense in which it's going to, the riches themselves won't stay in place. They will flow out to other people. And he's got this beautiful metaphor here. He says, it doesn't narrowly scan the reckoning lest it pay out more than it is received. There need be no fear that some bit of kindness will be lost, that it will overflow the measure and spill on the ground, or that more than is due will be poured into friendship's bin. So if we are measuring, and Cicero isn't saying that we shouldn't measure at all here, we measure with a generous measure. If a little bit seems to be falling on the ground, that's okay. It's not going to waste. You could think of this as responding to the fear that many people have that if they give, they're not going to get in return. And he's saying, so this is not going to actually be wasted. So our goodwill towards friends should probably generously exceed the goodwill that we're assuming on their part. Or we should strive to match the goodwill that they have. The third one that, again, he says is particularly bad. Whatever value a person places on themselves, friends should place some value on them. And it's interesting here that he doesn't go where we might automatically expect him to go in criticism of this. What if we have a friend who thinks too highly of themselves and wants everybody else to think highly of them? They value themselves as more important than they are, as more talented, as having done greater things, as having contributed in ways that go beyond what they actually did. Any of these sorts of things, right? Or they're more attractive, or they're richer, or they're wittier. Should we actually like go along with that and thereby become essentially flatterers? I don't think Cicero would say we should do that, but he doesn't worry about that here. What does he worry about? He worries about the friend who suffers from what we might nowadays term low self-esteem. That is a view upon the self, an evaluation of the self as having less worth, less value, less goodness than it actually does. Some people value themselves, as he says, too lowly. And this could be for a variety of reasons. It could be because they've been bullied and beaten down, or that nobody compliments them and tells them that they're doing a good job. It could be some trauma in the background or some other psychological problem. Whatever it happens to be, this person values themselves too lowly. We should not then say, okay, well, you value yourself lowly. I'm going to value you the same way. I'm going to treat you like the crap that you think you are. Instead, he says, friends ought to help their friends in this way. They ought to try to elevate them. He says, it's not the province of a friend in such a case to have the same estimate of another that the other has of himself, but rather it's his duty to strive with all his might to arouse his friend's prostrate, that is, you know, lowered soul, and lead it to a livelier hope and into a better train of thought. So space here is the hope, and he talks about cogitationem meliorum, a better way of conceiving, of thinking about things. Now, again, Cicero is not saying that this is a totally off-base idea as such. If friends actually are valuing themselves correctly, then there'd be nothing wrong with valuing your friend to the same degree that they value themselves. But in the case of people who value themselves too lowly, we have to be careful about this. We shouldn't take them at their word because we have to be good friends to them. Now, I mentioned there is a little bonus here, and Cicero mentions Scipio saying that, you know, another bad idea about friendship is we should love as if one time we were going to hate. And he says that this is a terrible idea, but he doesn't include this in the three, so I thought I would just throw that in as sort of a little teaser at the very end. But, you know, interestingly, these are three ideas about friendship that were very common at Cicero's time, and I think many people hold today that he wants to say are fundamentally mistaken, and these are the reasons why these are off base. Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/Sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.